February 2nd, 23. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. Thank you for the things that you are revealing to us in this time. The heavens are open and you are pouring down like rain, revelation to those whose hearts are open to receive you. Open hearts. Help us to receive what you are saying in this hour, to be filled with joy of the knowing that you are coming soon, that you live in us and we reflect you, in Jesus' name. Last night, I had an experience where I was viewing Jesus in this beautiful open field. It's just an open field. And there was a lily, a pure white lily, growing in this field. And he bent down and he sniffed it. And the aroma of it just so pleased him. It was a pure white lily of the valley. And I knew that flower was me. And he was smelling the aroma, the fragrance of himself being emitted from me. And he was so pleased, and in spirit to spirit connection, I heard him say, I love this flower because it reflects me. He loved the reflection of himself, of God in that flower, and how that flower was pure and white and sinless and smell of a fragrance of heaven. And he loved it so much because it was full of him, full of his life, his spirit. And it was a lone flower in a big field. And I saw it at the distance, like a city in the distance where flowers, like where there were things growing. But this flower was alone. And he was smelling the aroma. And he was so pleased. It was a lily of the valley. One of the names for Jesus is, he is the lily of the valley. He wants us to reflect him. He wants to smell the fragrance of himself, godly fragrance, the spirit of the Lord. He wants to have that aroma come back to him. Beautiful, pure white lily. Hallelujah. The Lord wants to impart this into you, that you might become and realize that you are a fragrance unto Christ, that he longs for, he loves to smell his fragrance on you, because he pours his oil out upon us, and when we soak it in, and we don't let it run off of us, but we soak him in, we become a sweet smelling fragrance. It was so beautiful to have this encounter in this heavenly realm. Then later, when I got up in the morning, I heard this song to the tune of the old Beatles song of Yesterday, which is a sad song, because in the Beatles song, they long for yesterday because everything was good yesterday. And that is the state and the mindset of the world right now, because the world has changed. But what I heard, the words of the Spirit singing to that tune, I heard, instead of yesterday, I heard suddenly. Suddenly, everything became so clear. Suddenly, all my troubles seem to disappear. I believe in suddenlies. Hallelujah. The Lord is going to turn all this around in a flip, in a moment. Hallelujah. The flip is coming, people. A point where everything against you is going to turn around. The times of refreshing are here. A defining moment is here. You know, Satan has desire to wear us out with all these things that are happening in the world. The Lord just wants us to stand, stay in His presence, speak His word, fill yourself up with the Spirit of the Lord, become a sweet-smelling incense to His nostrils. The prayers that you have prayed, the cries that you have cried, are now coming into fulfillment of this suddenly. The darkness will turn to light as you shine with His light. And that whole field of flowers is going to light up. I believe that's the harvest coming, and all the suddenlies are on the horizon. And God is doing a suddenly in certain people right now who are leading and speaking out into the body of Christ and going, look, don't look at the darkness. Look at Him who is light. He's shining. He wants to impart His suddenlies into you. He wants your spirit to grab on with faith. Heaven is pouring down on those who will look up and receive it. Get under the waterfall of the Spirit and the glory. You just have to turn your eyes up to Him. Release all that is of your carnal nature. And say, Lord, strip me bare before You. And clothe me like the lily of the valley. You clothe, and it's in all its glory because it has released everything that is of the carnal. And we wear Him now like glory. Lift your eyes up to the heavens and behold Him. He is shining down on you. The radiance of His glory is engulfing you. He is renewing your spirit. He is creating in you a new heart and a clean slate. He is wiping like on a blackboard, wiping all those things away, and a newness, a freshness is coming into your spirit as you receive this word. Ezekiel 47 is here, and I declare the water is rising and rising above your ankles and your knees and your hips. It is rising above your head, and you are now swimming in the suddenlies of His goodness and the outpouring of His Spirit. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Like I heard in the Spirit, Mariah Woodworth Etter, in the night, she said, above all else, I know one thing. This is it. people, this is it. This is the time of the great outpouring, and it starts individually in each one of us. And then as we pour out, it will pour out to the masses. We are at the very verge, at the front of the tsunami. And when it pours in, when the tsunami comes in, nothing can stop the path of the water that will engulf the planet. Be at the forefront. Don't wait. Don't wait to be one of those out in the deep that come and drift in, but be at the forefront. Be at the crest of the wave. Crash into the land with the suddenlies of God. Heaven is meeting earth in this hour. Align your hearts with heaven and let the outpouring of the Spirit begin in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.